shine by the grace of Allah.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, we know about what a great mystery this life is, and what a great mystery and wonders of our body which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given. And have you ever thought about this medium, which is the medium of ear, the medium of listening? This ear, which on the outside looks so simple, look at the beauty of this ear, that this ear has three parts. So what we are seeing is just the external ear. Then we have the auditory canal, which transports the voice through to the middle ear. And then that middle ear connects with the inner ear, three distinct parts. And this is separated, the external ear, the auditory canal is separated from the middle ear from a membrane called tympanic membrane. And those who may have taken their children or themselves had a test with their doctor, and you see the doctor putting an oroscope in our ear, and they're looking at this membrane. And imagine that this membrane, so thin, so tiny, but if it were to rupture, suddenly we have got discharge from our ear, we have got continuous infections in our ear, all of that protected by just the smallest, the thinnest of membranes. And then the middle ear has three, the smallest bones in the human body, they are present in the middle ear. And the beauty is that as the sound waves, they go in and they strike these bones, and the beauty with which these bones, they transmit that sound to the inner ear, which is then transported from there through the nerve into the brain to be interpreted of what that words actually meant. So until this point, it was a sound wave. And then the brain helps us interpret and convert it into words for us. Allahu Akbar. All of that happening through this intricate structure, the smallest of the bones coming together to work and supporting the ear. And did you know another essential function of the ear? The inner ear also has these little tubes which are filled with fluid, and they're called semicircular canals. And the beauty of this is that this is the inner ear which helps us maintain balance. Yes. So you might have seen when the people involved in construction, they would have this little equipment which they would use to look at balance. And basically, it's this little water bubble which they can see whether that is, whether something is balanced or not. The semicircular canals, they are the medium for the body to be told whether they are balanced or not. And if they stop working, as sometimes happens with inner ear viral infection, and we get a condition called labyrinthitis, and this person, who is otherwise okay, you ask that person to sit up, and they will be unable to do that. They will say, the moment I move my head, and my head spins like there is no tomorrow. All of that because of a minor dysfunction of those smallest of semicircular canals with the fluid distribution affected, and we are unable to sit or stand. Allahu Akbar. But that's the beauty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we should value these ears which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us as a ni'mah, and we should be using these ears to listen to Madani channel, to listen to recitation of Quran, to listen to the nasheed of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to look after our ears, need to look after them, and inshallah azza wa jal, that will remain a source of seeking rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala keep us healthy. Ameen. Bijai khatam nabi jin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.